Oh my, is it good to be able to preach today? I mean, we have these other fine preachers around here, but... Now, before I begin, double disclaimer, okay? This is a very important sermon. We need to learn the lessons that are taught here. We need to hear the word of the Lord, okay? All right, always. But I just want to say to you that despite what I'm about to say in this sermon and the principles I'm going to teach... We can give thanks to God for his provision this morning, despite the fact that we were all but shut down, okay, we're financially sound. And the second thing I want to say to you is that though this has not always been the case in my life, I am not now poorly paid. Although there was a time, wasn't there, dear? The first year I was pastor at Berwick, I received for my salary exactly the same amount that Lois's dad was receiving at the church he was serving in Trenton, where he had been for almost as long as I have been here. So my first year salary, that church didn't pay him well. And I know they didn't pay him well, because the church where I was were not paying me well. Okay, now given that, here we go. You ready? First thing I want to proclaim to you with absolute certainty this morning is this. Every part of God's plan is good and rightly to be honored. I'm going to say it again so you can applaud this time. Every part of God's plan is good and rightly to be honored. There hasn't been anybody here for weeks to respond. So come on, folks, let's get into it together. Now, I love when the word of God establishes in abundance the good provision of God's gracious plan. And that's what happens in the passage of Scripture, a part of which Marlon read to you just a moment ago. Here's what happened in the part he read. What it tells us is this. The promised land had been taken. Israel had conquered the land which God gave them. And the promised land had been divided up. The children of Israel had received their portion of the land according to the instructions Moses had left before his death. And in the division of land, all God's people were inherited. Now, let me repeat that so you don't miss it. All God's people were inherited. That is, all of them were given a portion of land except the tribe of Levi. Except the tribe of Levi. All the people of God were given an inheritance except the priest. Now, being one of them, preacher people, I just want you to know that doesn't sound entirely fair. The priest, according to God's plan, were to live on the portion of the tithes and offerings of the people which God had assigned to them during the days of Moses. So God had taken care of the tribe of Levi. They didn't get a portion of land, but they were to live on their share of the tithes and offerings of the people. But now here's the problem. God's people tend to treat God's servants unfairly. I'm not accusing you. I'm making a general statement. God's people tend to treat God's servants unfairly. And what's worse, God's people tend to cheat God. They tend to withhold their tithes and offerings. I'm not making it up. Okay? Malachi chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. There it says, "Ever since the time of your forefathers, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty." But the people ask, "How are we to return?" And God responded, "Will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how do we rob you? In tithes and offerings," God said. See, historically, the people of God are reluctant to pay their tithes and their offerings. None of you, of course, but historically, it's a fact. Okay? They would rather keep than give. So if the priest of God are to live on the gifts of the people, but the people don't give what they're supposed to give, the plan of God for the provision of the priest won't work. It won't work because God's people won't give. And guess what? God knew all that. Now, I won't hang here long. You'll forgive me for this, because you already, all of you, know this part. But I have quoted Malachi, and it wouldn't be fair for me to quote it and just skip over it. See, we don't do a lot of preaching about giving here, but when it comes up in the text, I mean, what can I do? It's God's fault. Okay, so no, hang long. But see, I quoted Malachi, and Malachi clearly says that if you want full blessing, if you want God to fully bless your life, you must obey God in your giving. Now, the rules are real simple. It says, if you give your tithes, now I'm going to make it really clear to you, your tithe is the first 10% of your income, not the last 10%, the first of the 10, the first 10%. If you give your tithes, and your offerings are the gift you give to God beyond your tithe. Tithing's not the limit, it's the beginning. You're to go beyond it. If you do that, you give your tithes and you present your offerings, Malachi says, God will open the windows of heaven and pour out blessing that you cannot contain. So lesson number one for today, don't try to rob God. If you do, you are the one who gets robbed because you will not be blessed fully. It's that simple. And lesson number two for today while we're doing it is that God is not fooled. See, he knows his people. So if you tithe, he knows it as surely as you do. And if you don't, you can fool me. Boy, you can't fool him. He knows that too. So God said that the priest were to live on the tithes and offerings of the people, which he knew the people would withhold from him and therefore from the priest. I love that. See, God's plan even manages to encircle our disobedience, because he's not surprised that we are disobedient. None of you, of course. So in today's passage, God gives the priest their own inheritance. Each of the other tribes is to give certain cities in their territories to the priest. So the priest are given 48 cities. 48 cities are given to the priest. These, by the way, include all of the cities of refuge, which we discussed several weeks ago, which thereby means that the church runs the city of the cities of refuge, not the state. Because if the state runs them, the concept becomes abused and is not necessarily as God intended to be. The 48 cities given to the Levites are distributed throughout the nation of Israel. As a result, there will be a spiritual influence in every part of the nation of Israel. In fact, if you check it out on a map, you will discover that no Israelite would be more than 10 miles from a religious service center throughout the entire land. Is God good or what? And the priest of God would be provided for in the plan of God despite the disobedience of God's people. Now, lesson number three is this. Nothing. Let me just do it again. Nothing is overlooked in the plan of God. Nothing. Not even the potential future disobedience of God's people. Nothing is. You think all this stuff that's happening was not known by God before it happened? It like snuck up on him like it did on us? Nothing is overlooked in the plan of God. Lesson number four, God's plan provides abundant provision because God is good. Now, there still is, a saying in the church. It's one of those old sayings because it goes way back. They used to say, keep your preacher poor to keep your preacher humble. It's nonsense according to the Word of God. Treat your preacher well, whoever he may be in the future. Treat them well, because in treating your preacher well, you honor God. And by the way, pay your tithes and give your offerings freely so that God can do what his heart yearns to do for you. Open the windows of heaven and bless you with a